Got a couple of presentations here that he wants to talk about with some grants that we provide through the department to some local entities. And we've had this on the list for a couple of months, but I think it is still good information for you to have on how Randy and the department work to help enhance the recreational opportunities throughout the state. So.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Heppler, Randy Kittle, Grants Coordinator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Two programs I want to update you on this morning. The first is the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The National Park Service is our program partner for this. The funds come from oil leases, from royalties in the Gulf of Mexico. This year we're going to have about $500,000 to allocate to local projects across the state. The eligible applicants for this program include cities, counties, townships, state parks, and tribal governments. Most of our applicants in the state come from cities. That is where parks are located in our state. It's different in other states. The grant will pay up to 50% of the approved project cost in the form of a reimbursement. This year, the minimum grant that we will be considering is $10,000. Which relates to a $20,000 project. It sounds like good money, but a $10,000 grant's pretty small. It's hard to accomplish much with those funds. So we're looking at getting some different types of projects out there. We've done a lot of playgrounds in recent years. There's interest in pickleball courts in a lot of communities across the state. There's splash pads. There are pool-type projects, soccer fields, baseball, softball fields. So we're hoping to get some interest from some of the different communities across the state for some of those other projects. Once we get the applications, we look at them. They are selected on priorities identified in the statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. This year, our application cycle, we opened it in September. The end date is the 8th of November. Then during the rest of November and December, we'll be reviewing applications. I will go out and do site visits, talk to the project sponsors. We will make selections. And then hopefully by probably about January, we'll have something we can bring forward to you with a list of recommendations. Any questions on that program? Okay. Second program is the Recreational Trails Program. If you'll recall back in the spring, I came before you and explained the process for that program. The Federal Highway Administration is our partner for this program at the federal level. These funds come from the gas tax. We had a little over $1.1 million available. Funds are allocated to projects based on a 30% motorized, 30% non-motorized, and 40% for diversified projects, meaning we can fund at least two types of recreational users on those projects. And it can be two motorized types, two non-motorized, or both motorized and non-motorized users. Eligible applicants for this program include cities, counties, state parks, federal land management agencies, tribal governments. And the difference with this program is we have private and nonprofit organizations that produce a public benefit with the project. This grant pays up to 80% of the project cost in the form of a reimbursement. So this is a list of the projects that were funded this year. We use the funds for our state projects in the parks, as well as city projects. You can see the Black Hills Snowmobile Trail System. We've got a new groomer there, double vault toilet up at Trails Head Lodge for use by the snowmobilers. Down in Beersford, the Snowmobile Club is getting a new groomer for their trail system. We drop down to the non-motorized projects. The Mickelson Trail's got a couple good projects there for surface material to maintain that quality trail for users in the Black Hills. Pearson Ranch, Chief White Crane area, we're building a new trail that will go around the east side of the lake. It will allow access around that entire lake and connect into the rest of the trail complex down there in the Yankton, Lewis, and Clark area. Yankton County, they're seeking to redo the trail from the city of Yankton going out to the park. That trail's been there for several years. The asphalt surface has more than outlived its useful life, so this will be a great project for trail users in that area. The city of Crooks is expanding their trail system at Sunset Park, which is on the southwest side of town. Growing neighborhood there in that community. It's going to be a great asset for them. In the city of Pier and Griffin Park, we're going to rehabilitate a trail. We're getting rid of an 8-foot-wide asphalt surface that has outlived its useful life and replacing it with a 10-foot-wide concrete surface to accommodate some more trail use. Then we go to a club, the Falls Area Single Track down in Sioux Falls. They're going to do some single track trail work in Tuthill Park. The Big Hill Grooming cross-country club out in the hills, they're getting a new groomer for their cross-country ski trails and some signing updates. Then the city of Spearfish, they're looking to expand their recreational trail in the northwest part of the city. That's going to be an 8-foot-wide asphalt trail. It'll give some new opportunities for residents in that northwest part of town to use trails to get in and enjoy the rest of the trail opportunities in town. That's all I've got. If you got any questions or comments for me?
Questions? Comments? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good report. So we are to revenue, camping, and visitation reports.